Argue, argue, talk, 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 exaggerate, argue, pontificate, argue, just talk, shut talk, up. Talk, why won't you listen? Argue, why shut, won't you talk, see? I know the story, just listen to me.
You're better off when you're spouting off. And now, here's your host, Karen Cataline.
Rejecting tyranny and socialism isn't racism or hatred. It's your duty as an American, from New Hampshire to around the world. It's your host, Keith Hansen.
You are listening to the Keith Hansen Show. It's so great to be with you on this evening of Thursday, August 13th. I'm Karen Cataline, and I'm a commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, and I've been having just such a blast filling in for Keith Hansen on his local show in New Hampshire and his national show right here, powered by the Hagmann Report and airing on the Global Star Radio Network. And by the way, before we get started, the Keith Hansen Show can be heard each and every weeknight from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Global Star Radio Network and its affiliates. You can visit Keith Hansen at his at keithhansenshow.com or hagmannreportlive.com to listen to the show or stream it on demand. You can also check it out on YouTube, the archive of the program as well. Just simply perform one of those YouTube searches and the Keith Hansen Show, and you can download the program as a podcast through your favorite podcast app like iTunes and Spreaker. And also, Keith loves getting your email, so you can email him at keithontheair@gmail.com. That's keithontheair@gmail.com. So, yes, I've been filling in for Keith pretty much all week. He was there on Monday, and he's taking some well-deserved days off because he does a lot of radio. And now that I'm doing a little bit of the radio that he does, I can see how busy it is. But it's also such a privilege and an opportunity, and so I thank Keith for that. Before I get started and do a little spouting off of my own, which is, by the way, shameless plug, the name of my show called Spouting Off, which you can hear every Friday at 2 p.m., or you can access it at www.karencataline.com. I want to let you know of our guest, which we're going to have a nice long time to really drill down a little bit, because his name is Trevor Loudon. He's from New Zealand, and he was more prescient than almost anybody, acting like, Paul Revere, warning Americans about socialism in America. Both avowed and secret socialists were all over our government. And a lot of people, who knows, maybe they called him a crazy guy, but guess what? I don't think they're calling them that anymore. So that's why I decided to have him on. So maybe he has some words to the wise as we move forward, because evidently a lot of people didn't listen to him as much as they should have. He knows, he's done the research, and it's fascinating and scary to listen to him talk. But now we're living in it. We're watching it. So we might as well face reality and what do they call it? Face the music. And that's what we're doing here on talk radio. So I've been saying for a long time that the Democrats, the left, which controls the Democrat Party, always got to say that, refused to start the 2020 election after 3.5, 4 years, even before Trump was elected, And certainly after the results came in, after they accused Trump of never accepting the results because, of course, they expected to win, they're the ones that never accepted the results. I mean, it's always that way, isn't it? They project constantly. They project. But, and they refused to give up. I mean, they were literally trying to usurp and overthrow this president. They never accepted that he was president. They never tolerated him. And of course, I don't think it's because they hated him. I think it's because they hate what he stands for. And he stands with us and America as it was founded. But now I wondered how come they refused to start the election of 2020. They got a presidential candidate in the basement, and they are escalating and exploiting a virus for their own socialist slash communist benefit. And they're being able to destroy a thriving, astonishing economy. And boy, oh boy, it was to their benefit never, ever to really start the 2020 campaign. Well, voila, it's here. This week, the campaign began. Why? Because Kamala Harris was announced as Joe Biden, Hayden Biden's running mate. So it was like you turn this on and off like a faucet. Have you ever felt that way? Like they're turning the elections and you and your emotions on and off like a faucet. One would think that once you get a clear picture of that, once you realize that that's what's happening, that you're being manipulated, that you're being thrown around like a rag doll, that most people will say, enough, enough, garbage in, garbage out, I ain't doing this anymore. Well, I'm hoping that more of the people will continue to do that, because in fact, we really are being manipulated. It's as if all of a sudden, within a hair's breadth of a moment, Kamala Harris is a good pick because she was a lawmaker, right? She was a lawmaker and she was an attorney general. And never mind that she really was an example of abuse of power. And actually, there have been very credible accusations, some that I played last night on the Keith Hansen show, Tulsi Gabbard taking Kamala Harris to task. What has she been a candidate now for, what, 48 hours or whatever? And the pundits and the talking heads are going bananas. But you know what? You can never, ever keep your phone on. That's a problem when you're trying to do a radio show. So shame, shame, shame on me. So Tulsi Gabbard took Kamala Harris to task for actually exploiting black labor and extending their sentences so they could make money off these people. That is like slavery, is it not? That's slavery. So again and again, we find that the left accuses their opponents of precisely what they do themselves. My point here is that when it comes to presidential politics in an election year with a president who stands to either put them in their place for good as they go for broke with these things that they're doing that are completely divorced from Constitution, from the constitutional reality we've been living with up until now, what we find is that it's an orchestrated thing. We find that timing is everything. Now, I think Donald Trump is doing a lot of timing, too. At least I certainly hope so. I certainly hope that Donald Trump still intends to announce, you know, from my mouth to God's ears, some indictments of people that have been shown to be guilty of even treason if we were living in a sane time. There are indictments we hope are being handed down and maybe timed for the election. But nevertheless, we have a right to know. And this left is not going to stop until they're held accountable, until they are made to stop. You know, I'll never be a Democrat, but it would be nice if the Democrat Party would turn into a loyal opposition party like they used to be. not a communist socialist party that literally wants to bring down America. They literally, I know that's a leftist phrase, won't even not only show Donald Trump's speeches in his press conferences. Today we hear that there's been a huge deal, an actual deal, of the United Arab Emirates making a formal agreement with Israel. If Obama ever even thought of doing that, and let me tell you, he would never, ever, 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 ever do that. Did I say enough evers? But this is huge. Do you think the media will cover it? If they cover it at all, it will be just as an afterthought, because they cannot give him credit for anything that he does. So that's about all the time I have right now. I have got to bring on our guests, so we're going to take a little commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have Trevor Loudon with us. So stay tuned.
This is Tom Cuddy, your morning sports reporter, and this might work for you. You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums skyrocketed. In most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows us to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. If you've changed jobs, if you're having a baby, if you're getting married, getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed. This law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help us learn how to qualify for lower health insurance rates. Call right now to learn more. 800-605-1679. 800-605-1679. Paid for by Go Health. 800-605-1679.
Welcome back to the Keith Hansen Show. I'm your happy fill-in host, Karen Cataline. And Keith Hansen will be back to his nationally syndicated program on Monday, hopefully well-rested, but the man doesn't rest a lot. He works, works, works. He told me he has not had a vacation for 4.5 years. So here I am filling in for him, and I hope he's having a wonderful time off. I am delighted to have with us as our only guest this hour, Trevor Loudon, editor-in-chief of Trevor Loudon, of the New Zeal, Shining the Torch of Liberty. Trevor Loudon is an author, filmmaker, and public speaker from Christchurch, New Zealand, and you'll hear his accent in just a moment. For more than 30 years, he has researched the radical left, Marxists, and terrorist movements and their covert influence on mainstream politics. And he's the author of many books, including his latest book, which is called... Trevor, welcome to the Keith Hansen Show. Why don't you tell us, because I can't get right back to the page here.
The name of the book is White House Reds.
White House Reds.
Yeah, and the subline is Communists, Socialists, and Security Risks Running for U.S. President 2020.
Yes. So, and yes, go ahead. You were going to say.
Well, basically... the thesis is that the Democratic Party is now a communist party. And what the book does is profile 10 people who stood for the presidency, including Joe Biden, Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, and gives their extreme Marxist backgrounds. I'm not saying liberal or progressive backgrounds. I'm saying extreme Marxist backgrounds. So, you know, all those Democrats out there who love the country and are patriots really need to wake up to the fact that they're not voting for Harry Truman or JFK any longer. And this book explains it in great detail.
Yes, and what I was going to do in my intro, and I kind of did it in a tease, is the reason that I invited you on and I wanted an extended amount of time with you. You have been like Paul Revere in America. Here's a man from New Zealand who has been warning us about the treasonous communists socialists avowed and secret in our midst, in our government, because it was a giant bombshell waiting to explode. And I don't know how many people actually paid attention to you. Maybe they called you a crackpot. What is he doing here? What's he here from New Zealand for? People, I know many, many, many people, and you have a huge following, who appreciated what you've done. And now I don't think those people are saying that anymore, because we are watching it in real time. We are seeing exactly how communist-socialist they are. So that's why I wanted to have you on, so that not only you got to take a bow, I wish that you weren't right, but you were. But
well,
also,
I,
what do we do
I
now?
I wish I wasn't right, too.
Yeah. But you were 100% right, and then some. So before we go to what do we do now, let's talk about some of these people, particularly the two that are now running on the Democrat side, proclaiming, oh, it's hilarious to hear that Kamala Harris is suddenly such a moderate. I'll bet you know stuff to the different than that, don't you?
Well, look, you know, her voting record is to the left of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. So she's more left-wing than Bernie Sanders. That's on public record. Mm-hmm. But what people don't know about her, and is being rapidly hidden, is she's a red diaper baby. Both of her parents were Marxists.
Really?
Her father was an openly Marxist economics professor at Stanford. He was hired as an affirmative action Marxist, because they didn't have enough Marxists in the department, so they got him. So they were both members of the Afro-American Association, with the both parents, which was a Maoist communist group, and two members of that went off to form the Black Panther Party. So that was Bobby Seale and Huey Newton. They were both members of that Afro-American Association with Kamala Harris's parents. They founded the pro-Chinese communist Black Panthers. So Kamala Harris was a student radical at university, and you know, protest marcher and that kind of thing. She went into the law in San Francisco, got a law degree, got into politics in San Francisco. And the man who got her ahead and gave her a couple of very sweet, high-paying, do-nothing jobs was Willie Brown, who later became the mayor of San Francisco. They had an affair, lasted for a little while. Well, Willie Brown was a long-time Communist Party supporter. He was elected with Communist Party support. He worked with the Communist Party his entire career. He welcomed the head of the South African Communist Party's terrorist wing to San Francisco. He was still openly supporting Communist Party events after his affair with Kamala Harris. And now he's Communist China's best friend in the Bay Area. You know, Kamala Harris, mentored a young woman who came out of Storm, the standing together to organize a revolutionary movement, a Maoist group. The best known member of it was Van Jones.
Mm-hmm. She was also outed as a communist, and then nothing happened.
Well,
during the Obama years.
It was me that outed him. Yeah.
Really?
So,
forgive me for not remembering that.
Okay, I gave the information to Glenn Beck, and Glenn Beck outed him.
And now he's Mr. CNN moderate, right? The same communist. He's now Mr. Reasonable.
He is as much a communist today as he ever was then. He's still working with the same people, but he's now a respectable communist. But, you know, Kamala Harris moved in those circles. She was actively involved with radical pro-North Korean groups. She also was mentored. The man who got her elected basically gave her the money and mentored her to get elected first to the San Francisco DA, then California Attorney General, then California Senator, was a man called Steve Phillips, a former leader of the Marxist-Maoist League of Revolutionary Struggle. He is the man who got her elected. He is a friend of the family. He gave her the money. He mentored and guided her. Kamala Harris is a complete product of the pro-Chinese communist movement. And, you know, Donald Trump said if Joe Biden's elected, he will sell the country to China.
Yes, he
and
will.
Kamala Harris is perfectly positioned to help him.
I think that she was the choice of the radical establishment all along, but she underperformed to such a degree and crapped out in the presidential election that now they want to get her in. The word is that they're going to move Biden out even sooner, even before the election, run Kamala. Do you think so?
Look, he's irrelevant now. They don't need him now. Look, whether he stands down next week or next year, she is the candidate and she will be the president if Biden wins. Either way, she is now the top of the ticket, effectively. But, you're right. I've been saying Kamala would be the candidate for over 3 years
Yes, you have, and you were right again. Yes, I remember that. I interviewed you then. And I think you were right then. I mean, I thought you were.
Well, yeah, exactly, because she is put in place by the exact same people who gave you Barack Obama.
Yes.
He was also the communist candidate, and she was next in line.
Yeah.
And she underperformed in the, she was supposed to be the candidate. It wasn't supposed to be Joe. It was supposed to be Kamala. Yes. But she badly underperformed. Uh-huh. So now they had to put Joe in to get rid of Bernie. Now Joe's expendable, and now they're going to engineer the candidate they plan to run with in the first place, and that's Kamala Harris.
Now, Trevor, you know, you can watch this once and be surprised, but when you watch it again and again, you would think people would become wise to it. The reason that a black person offers them, and it's always that first black woman, first black man, first, is because it's like built-in armor. You cannot criticize this person or you're a racist. You're a sexist. We know their games already, and yet we keep on playing them. You know,
criticizing. You know?
Yeah.
Look, this was very scientific. You know, they chose a black woman for exactly those reasons, but also to mobilize the woman and the minority voters.
Right.
See, what the people who put her in power are the people who worked on Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition campaigns in 84 and 88. You know, he had the brilliant idea, you get the progressive whites and you get the progressive people of color. You know, the Rainbow Coalition was black, brown, yellow, lavender, you know, lavender for the gays, yellow for the Asians, black for the blacks, brown for the Latinos, red for the Native Americans. And this is their terminology, not mine. This is and so they ran Jesse Jackson on a rainbow coalition strategy. That was the first step in this. Now, minorities are a much higher proportion of the population now. So this is exactly the same strategy they ran Barack Obama on. The progressive whites allying with the minorities of color. And this is exactly the same strategy they're using with Kamala, only they're adding the woman thing into it.
Yes, and you could see
this is their best possible candidate
from
their point of view.
Yeah, and I would add all the colors of the Rainbow Coalition, the real color they all were was red, communist red.
Absolutely. Look, Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition was completely run by pro-Chinese communists from the Communist Workers' Party, Line of March, and the League of Revolutionary Struggle. And that is exactly the school that Kamala Harris comes out of, that pro-Chinese Maoist communist, culture. That's where she comes from, and that's why she loves Black Lives Matter, because Black Lives Matter comes out of that same Marxist culture.
Yeah. I want to ask a really, I hope, an important question here, because we're less than 90 days from the election that never began until 2 days ago when they finally announced Kamala Harris. Now it's going to be election before it was coronavirus, right?
Yep.
And what we find, and again, this is part of the propaganda in the media, is that accusations of truth, like what you just got through telling us for the last 5 or so minutes, are too shocking for anybody to accuse, but the reality of what you're saying isn't shocking at all. You know, so you're not allowed to say it, but it's okay for it to be it. Do you know what I mean? How do we get this information out about a candidate who stands to be president of the United States? People got duped with Barack Obama, and they were all in love. But I personally don't think Barack Obama is nearly as popular as they believe he is outside of the progressive left. But here we are again at, square one once again. And what are we going to do about it this time? You got to be the leader, and we got to follow, and we got to get this information out there, don't we?
Well, look, I'm already doing movies on this, little movie documentaries. It'll be coming out shortly.
Good.
Writing op-eds. We're going to get it out there. But it's up to the grassroots base to circulate it, because you can bet your bottom dollar that CNN's not going to touch it.
No.
You know, they're already portraying her as a moderate. Mm-hmm. She is one of the most left-wing communistic senators we've ever had. Even her voting record tells you that.
Yeah.
But now she's going to be, this pro-Wall Street moderate, former prosecutor, blah, blah, blah. Look, 90% of America still doesn't realize that Obama was a communist president.
Oh, sure.
So they think they can just sell Kamala Harris just the same way they did. They can get all the women vote. They'll even get a few women Republicans because, they just want a woman, on the top of the ticket. And this is all completely done on race and gender. Policy will not figure very much in this.
Oh, no.
This is all about race and gender. This is identity politics, rainbow coalition, Marxist politics. This is how they win elections. And, this is how they almost won with Stacey Abrams in as governor of Georgia. They almost won with Andrew Gillum as the governor of Florida. Both came out of the same Steve Phillips Rainbow Coalition Marxist stable.
Mm.
But they are using the minorities, especially in the South and the Southwest. They're electing progressives of color and running racial politics to win elections. And it worked with Obama, and they screwed it up by running Hillary Clinton. But they're not going to make the same mistake again.
It might be too late. I hope to God it is. Let me ask you this. There's a huge difference. Of course, it's 8 years, maybe almost 12 years, believe it or not, since Barack Obama. But there is a drastic difference between Kamala Harris and Barack Obama. No, it's not their gender. No, it's not probably their ideology or anything else. I believe you are absolutely correct. The difference is that Obama was skilled in being a hidden, quote, communist, right? Maybe not even quote.
Yep.
He was skilled at telling you he was not who he was because they were priming the country for that, fundamental transformation. They're wonderful at putting you the frog in boiling water and turning up the heat, this incrementalism. Now it's this many years later, and we have outrageous, not only avowed socialists and communists, for which it's not a dirty word anymore among the young, but we have Kamala Harris, who has a communist voting record that's right out there. Do you think that will make a difference and motivate, finally, the opposition, our side, to say, no, that is and was and will be a bridge too far?
Well, look, I'm certainly hoping so. This, Donald Trump Jr. said last year, he said the 2020 election would be communism versus freedom. And
yes.
He was right.
Yes.
He was 100% right. And Kamala Harris is the communist candidate. Joe Biden is too, but Joe Biden's probably not even going to make it to the election. Both of them are Marxists. But, Joe's the moderate Democrat, right? The man who worked for the Soviet Union his entire political career, the man who opposed Reagan's attempt to stop communism in Latin America. The man who was put into office by a KGB front. Yeah, that's the moderate. Well, you know, Kamala Harris will try and disguise. She'll play a double game. To the progressives, she'll talk progressive. To everyone else, she'll talk moderate.
Right.
Play up her prosecutor's background. And, you know, the Wall Street Journal's already saying that she appeals to Wall Street because she's not Elizabeth Warren, even though her voting record is to the left of Elizabeth Warren.
How ignorant can people be? I'm sorry. How can it? The Wall Street Journal? Yeah.
So this is what's happening. And so either she'll win the election and the country will go into socialism. And people think, no, I just want to lay something out so people understand the consequences here. A lot of people think, oh, well, we can elect Kamala and 4 years later, if we don't like her, we'll come back and we'll just have a Republican. No, that's not the option anymore, because what they'll do is what Hillary Clinton promised to do within 100 days of taking office: legalize every single illegal immigrant in the country and give them citizenship and voting rights. According to MIT, that's 22 million people. That is 15, 16, 17, 18 million new Democrat voters overnight. Yep. Straight away, the Republicans will lose Texas, Georgia, Arizona, North Carolina, and Florida. That's it. There will never be, ever, another Republican president if President Trump is not elected in this cycle. That's what people need to understand. This is an election about either freedom or communism, and you are going to choose.
I think a giant pause is required there, because I think that the listeners of the Keith Hansen Show and my listeners and so forth really get that. But I think, as I was talking earlier to Victor Davis Hansen, hate to be a name dropper, but I should drop your name to him. And both of you are saying exactly the same thing. And that's what this election is about. When people, because it's so shocking even today, and Hollywood has made itself a victim, again, that's all they ever do. Yeah, they're so victimized, those pampered little pooches in Hollywood, about the McCarthy era and going after communists. They never admitted that they were communists. They never admitted that McCarthy, for all of his flaws, was actually correct. And so now it is shocking, shocking, shocking if you were to call Kamala Harris or anyone else a communist. They don't even want to call Bernie Sanders a communist. So when you get that invariable accusation, Trevor, that you're a conspiracy theorist and you're a radical, and how dare you call everybody you don't like a communist, what do you tell them?
I say, do you think I would come to this country and call some of your leaders traitors without the evidence to back it up? How would I survive here? I've been doing this for 10 years. I've spoken to 500 audiences. I've spoken to multiple radio interviews. I've done TV interviews. I've spoken in front of many congressmen, etc. And I have called them out many times because I can back up what I say. Not one of them has ever challenged me in a point of fact. Nobody's ever tried to sue me. I've repeatedly done this in 3 books and 6 videos. You know, one of my videos, Enemies Within, and I urge people to get it, Enemies Within, has been seen over 2 million times on Amazon Prime with no advertising. Mm. So the stuff is out there. I document it all. It's easy enough to find if you look for it. Mm-hmm. And I go on evidence. You know, what I do is go through archives, and every town has a commie. Every town has some communists. And when they get old, as they're good atheists, their only posterity are the works they leave behind them. So they will donate their membership rosters, their letterheads, their collections of papers to the local library because they think somebody's going to come along in 100 years and write a great biography of their wonderful revolutionary life. Well, we go in there and we dig this stuff up and we cross-reference it. And it's amazing what you will find. I say there's about 100 members of the U.S. House and 20 members of the U.S. Senate who are so involved in communism, Muslim Brotherhood fronts, or the Cubans, or the Chinese, or the Iranians, or sometimes all of the above, they couldn't pass a background check to drive a school bus. But there are no background checks in Congress. There are zero. You need a background check to work in the Department of Agriculture, but you don't need one to chair the Agricultural Committee in the House of Representatives or the Intelligence Committee or the Homeland Security Committee or the Armed Services Committee. None, zero, zilch. Do you think your enemies know about this and might try and exploit it against you?
Gee, possibly. Trevor.
Debbie wouldn't be doing their job if they didn't, would they?
No. And you're the keeper of so much of this information. You've done the research. You've done the work. And so would you say that these groups that are totally and completely anti-American, anti-everything America stands for, they infiltrated our government? Or did politicians and other people, were they so weak and so stupid that they were blackmailed and or bribed?
Well, there's a combination, you know. Why has America got a nuclear deal with Iran? Because you've got a whole bunch of senators and congressmen who are taking money from Iran, you know, from NIAC, the National Iranian Action Council, other groups. They're giving your senators money to vote for huge giveaways to Iran. That's what they do. But ideologically, I could give you an example, the Judiciary Committee, right? Now, that is the body that the most powerful body in your Congress. It oversees the FBI and the Justice Department. You know, the FBI is supposed to catch traitors. Justice Department is supposed to prosecute them. So that committee was headed for more than 40 years by a man called John Conyers from Michigan. He had a 50-year history with the Communist Party, 40 years with Democratic Socialists of America, 30 years with the Workers' World Party, which supports North Korea and Iran, and a very active Muslim Brotherhood Front supporter. Yet he oversaw the FBI and the Justice Department. He is the man who abolished your House Un-American Activities Committee, for instance, one of the last lines of defense. But okay, he's out of Congress now, but until recently you had Judy Chu from California on that Judiciary Committee, a longtime supporter of the pro-Chinese Communist Workers' Party. You had Luis Gutierrez from Illinois, a former leader of the pro-Cuban Marxist-Leninist Puerto Rican Socialist Party. And the man who has replaced John Conyers, Jerry Nadler of New York, the man who tried to impeach your president, has been a member of Democratic Socialists of America, a Marxist group, since at least 1977. He's a Marxist.
Did you see President Trump's latest tweet? He says the new book Blitz is hot and urges you to read it. Trump calls David Horowitz a great author. Get Blitz. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. In Blitz, David Horowitz warns about Antifa and makes stunning predictions about Trump in the coming months. They will shock you. Blitz also reveals the secret billionaires out to stop Trump. Mike Huckabee says if every American reads this book, Trump will win. Mark Levin says Blitz is indispensable. Get Blitz at bookstores or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com. And don't forget to see David Horowitz on Newsmax TV all this week. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable channel. Now on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Optimum, Cox, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Wow, and more. Just check your cable guide. And get Blitz today at bookstores or 800-NEWSMAX.
So what happens? The FBI thinks, Well, we know there's about 100 members of Congress who are taking money from the Iranians, working with the communists, working with the Chinese or the Cubans or the Venezuelans, betraying America. Let's go and investigate them. Let's go and investigate these traitors. Mr. Nadler, Mrs. Chu, can we please have some money to investigate about 100 of your Democratic colleagues? Mm-hmm. And by the way, you're both on the list. Is that all right? What do you think's going to happen?
Yeah. So they infiltrated the gatekeepers, or they infiltrated Absolutely. The gatekeeping positions in order to stop. Well, I mean, you can see that. I don't want to change the subject too far, but I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. If you're going to be a criminal, who do you want to get rid of? Cops, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have criminal intentions, you don't care if the cops are going to catch criminals. I mean, how? It's not rocket science.
No, you want to go after.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is why Black Lives Matter, the communist organization, is trying to get rid of cops.
Exactly.
Because cops keep the streets safe and stop them burning things down. But I'd like to give two more examples in Congress.
Please.
Okay. Benny Thompson, head of Homeland Security, a pro-Cuban communist. He went to Cuba in 2000 and did a deal with Fidel Castro to give free medical scholarships to American students, many of them the sons and daughters of Communist Party members, who then went to Cuba to train on seven-year courses and now are working in communities all over this country. That's done by Benny Thompson. Hmm. You know, Andre Carson, one of your three Muslim members of Congress from Indiana, we've got him on tape. He's in my movie, Enemies Within. And he's at a Muslim Brotherhood front group convention, and he says to these people, look, I hear that there are people in the audience spying on us, spying on, because they believe we are here as Muslims plotting to destroy this country. And then he says, well, I say to you people undercover, Allah will not allow you to stop us. That guy currently serves on the Intelligence Committee. I think he's number third ranked. What secrets pass his desk every day?
Hey, you're the bearer of such good news, Trevor Loudon.
Well, you know, if I didn't think there was a lot of hope for this country, I'd be back in New Zealand right now, building bunkers and stocking up on baked beans.
But, there you go.
You know, look, if Trump gets reelected, which we can do if we work.
Yes.
He has got a lot of plans to deal with these people. He will be unleashed. And he's already done a lot to weed these people out. He will do a heck of a lot more if he gets reelected. That's why I say the 2020 election is communism versus freedom.
It absolutely simple. Is. Let's drill down a little further because we have the luxury of a little more time here. It seems as if there's about the only difference that I see strategically with these communists, because they're all united in their hatred of America. America's standing in the way, and to a lesser extent, Israel, standing in the way of everything they want for this country, which is to bring it down so it doesn't stand in the way of global socialism, but their difference is that there are the honest communists and the secret communists. It seems to me the older communists are very skilled in keeping their agenda hidden, being somebody they are not, kind of the Manchurian candidate, which I think is a perfect description of our previous president. And then you have the open, honest communists like AOC and Ilhan Omar, who make no secret of their hatred for this country. And there's more and more and more of them. Is there a real split between these two, or is it just phony for everybody else's eyes?
No, there's no split. The only split is some of the old guard would be thinking, look, don't be too crazy. We're almost there. You're going to spoil it. That's the only split. Nancy Pelosi is just as much of a communist as AOC.
Right.
But she's smarter. She's more experienced. You know, the young communists like AOC and Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Pressley, Chuy Garcia, all these, they're much more out there because they know the young people have been indoctrinated in the colleges for 40 years now into Marxism, and they're much more accepting. So to get those young people out there, they've got to be progressive. They've got to be hardcore. But and to get the minorities too. But the older ones, you know, they know they've got to appeal to middle America a bit too. And they have moved way left compared to what they were, but they still portray themselves as moderate. You know, Joe Biden, one of the most left-wing senators ever to serve, is now regarded as moderate or even slightly conservative by Democrats.
Yes.
No, he's a Marxist.
When you're a conservative Marxist, that's saying something.
that's right. But no, there's no real split in long-term goals. They might argue over tactics or whether you're being a bit too out there and scaring the people, but they're all on the same side.
What about the split, as long as we're talking splits, bananas and otherwise, what about the split between Islamicists who really are just waiting for the country to become communist so they can take over for Sharia law, and the communists who are not taking the Islamists terribly seriously? Are they just waiting each other out like Stalin and Hitler? Or, you know, I always use that as an example because they didn't love each other. They just kind of worked together for what they thought was their own goals. Or are we, you know, am I off track?
There's a few, I've got colleagues who'll argue the point on me on this. Like, you know, the colleagues are real experts on Islam. Look, it's my contention that since the Bolshevik Revolution, and especially since World War II, the Islamist movement has been a tool of the Soviet Union and now Russia. You know, Russia is backing the Taliban, for instance, in Afghanistan now. Russia trained the leaders of Al-Qaeda. Russia set up the PLO. Russia set up ISIS and Hamas. They trained them. See, this is what the communists do. They use groups that aren't directly, you know, that people don't identify with communism to do what they need to do. Black Lives Matter, the Women's March in Washington, the American AFL-CIO, the environmental movement. You know, all of these are communist fronts, but most people don't see it that way. The LGBTQ movement is completely communist, but not one American in 100 would understand that. So Islam has been taken over at the top. Now, that doesn't mean that the Islamists didn't want to destroy, you know, the West, that they didn't want to establish a caliphate. You know, Turkey is now working pretty hard on that. But I think Turkey is going to throw in with Russia, you know, to do this. Look, I regard Islam as mainly a communist front. But even if it's its own movement and it's going to, you know, fight Russia, fight the communists for supremacy, that's too late for us.
Well, I would think of it differently, and I don't have the breadth of knowledge you do, but I suspect I would probably agree a little bit with your colleagues in that the agenda of evangelical, if that's the right word, Islam, to take over the world for Islam, requires socialism as a foundation in order to create the kind of totalitarian regime that is required for Islam. But I don't think it's communism that they worship. I think it's Islam that they worship.
No.
And they want Islam. So eventually you've got Muslims fighting Marxists because they both want to be in control.
Well, that's true. They overlap. But you look at someone like Nihad Awad, who's the head of CARE in America, you know, the top Islamist in America. Well, he was in a Soviet front before he became an Islamist. He was in the World Federation of Democratic Youth, which was a pro-Soviet front. You know, Linda Sarsour is a Marxist. Rashida Tlaib is a Marxist. Ilhan Omar is a Marxist. You know, so Marxism uses Islam just like it uses Christianity here, just like it uses Buddhism in Thailand, just like it uses the Hindus in India. It'll use anybody. They get people at the top. But even if, you know, Islam is completely independent, they are absolutely working together to destroy America.
There's no doubt about that. Yeah, David Horowitz wrote a book called Unholy Alliance about that very thing. Excuse me?
But the red-green axis, they call it, the axis of Islam and communism. Yes. But think about this. If it comes to a showdown, how many nuclear weapons do the Russians have and how many do the Islamists have?
Probably they're outgunned by the Russians.
Islam would have 200 nukes if you count Pakistan's nukes.
Uh-huh.
The Russians and the Chinese and their communist colleagues have 6,000 to 20,000. Wow. Who do you think is going to win that battle?
Well, let's hope we don't live to see that, or that, well, that we don't we, see
this. I hope we live to see both of those forces defeated.
Kind of that's because, what I was trying to say, sorry.
Yeah, because they're both our enemies, mm-hmm. but they are allied right now. Whether you believe that one controls the other is sort of immaterial, because they're completely allies. Yes. They're working to destroy America, and they have heavily infiltrated the Democratic Party and our political system, and have influence in the Republican Party, too, in some areas.
You want to mention a couple names, because I got another question for you in our time left, and I thank you so much for your generosity of time.
Oh, no problem at all.
Yeah. Any Republicans whose names you'd like to mention who are colluding with Marxists?
Well, I was speaking more about the Islamists. You know, several Republicans, like you know, Tom Tillis out in North Carolina. You know, he has Muslim Student Association interns. Now, this is a Muslim Brotherhood front group. You know, there are other Republicans who get sucked into, you know, going along to these events as well and supporting care dinners and that kind of thing.
What do you know?
I think they've been scared off it a little bit recently because of the good work that people like John Guandalo and Claire Lopez and others have done to expose the Muslim Brotherhood. But look, George Bush, you know, when he got up after 9/11, George Bush too, when he got up after 9/11, He said at the big mosque in Washington, Islam is a religion of peace. And standing right at his shoulder was Nihad Awad, the main communist Islamist in the country. Right at his shoulder when he said that.
Wow.
So they have done a lot of influence operations inside the Republican Party. They've got a lot of people in the Justice Department, the FBI, which is why these organs that are supposed to be protecting us are doing very little.
Can you verify anything about Grover Norquist, who is a tax fighter, and yet he's aligned with a lot of Islamic folks? Is he not? Is he doing what he says? He's trying to turn Muslims into free market capitalists?
Well, that was what he originally said. You know, he said, look, this was back before 9/11. We said, you know, we've got a lot of Muslims in America. They're very socially conservative, very patriarchal. We should try and recruit them to the GOP. So he went out and did that. But I think they recruited him. Mm. I think they compromised him, because Frank Gaffney has done a huge amount of work, you know, of the Center for Security Policy, exposing Grover's extensive work to the advantage of the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, he's got Suhail Khan, a good friend of Grover's, who was very much involved in the American Conservative Union from a Muslim Brotherhood family. So they are in there, and Grover has enabled it. And Grover I've met Grover, and he's great on some issues. He's fantastic on most issues, but he's also a big amnesty man. And amnesty is the way to destroy America. He's for immigration amnesty. He's also very pro-trade with China. So there are three things that I think are deadly to America's national security interests.
Right.
Trade with China, immigration amnesty, and infiltration by the Muslim Brotherhood. And he is an enabler of all three. So whatever good he does, I think, is more than cancelled out by the absolute crazy stuff he's doing as well.
One more question before we wrap this up, and I urge people to go to Trevor Loudon. It's trevorloudon.com, right?
Yeah, and that's where you get my book, White House Reds, and my movie, Enemies Within. So it's trevorloudon.com, just my name, Loudon, with .com on the end.
And what's the name of the film?
Enemies Within. You can see it on Amazon Prime.
Right.
Or you can order it to my website.
Based on
a lot quicker if you,
your book.
It exposes the 100 members of Congress who are basically working for the communists or the Muslim Brotherhood or
both. Exactly. Here's a question that I bet some people listening are wondering. For those who have not been in the know with what Trevor Loudon has been warning about for so long, when you look at how the coronavirus is being used in this country, you would think, I don't care whether, you know, where it came from, it came, right? It came from China. But the real operative, important thing is that this is a socialist slash communist's dream to be able to shut down small businesses, to make deals and control big businesses to do your bidding, to keep people at home, to enable criminals, to cause chaos. Talk about this coronavirus in our last couple of minutes and how it's being used that way and why so many people aren't seeing it.
Well, look, there's two aspects of this. This was deliberately spread by the Chinese, and I can go into this deeply, but I haven't got time for that.
No, we don't.
Deliberately spread. There was two purposes. The first purpose is to destroy the U.S. economy so President Trump couldn't get reelected. It is also to empower the Democrats who are working with the Chinese to make sure President Trump doesn't get elected, which is why the Democrat states are keeping the shutdowns going as long as they can. The World Health Organization, which is run by the communist Chinese through Mr. Tedros, told us we should shut down, not just do the normal procedure of quarantining the sick and everybody else taking precautions. So they drove the shutdown. The first purpose is to destroy Trump because they hate Trump with a passion. The second purpose is even worse. Obama gutted the U.S. military. He made a huge mess of the military. While Russia and China were building and building and building, now they're way ahead of America in most military metrics. When Trump got elected, he knew if he didn't rebuild the American military real quick, we were heading for war and we would probably lose. So he started rebuilding the military, doing great stuff, and now... But you can only do that on the back of a strong economy.
Mm-hmm.
How can you rebuild the military when your economy is in the toilet?
I hate to tell you, but we have to wrap it up. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I could talk to you for another hour.
Okay. The COVID is a military attack on the United States to destroy the U.S. military so Russia and China can do what they want in the world. That's the bottom line.
Well, I just want to direct everyone to Trevor Loudon's comment that we absolutely must reelect Donald Trump in order to put an end to this because the time is short. Time is very, very short. Cannot thank you enough, Trevor Loudon, for joining us and for this extended amount of time. You can stay on the line while I wrap up the show because we're out of time. Thank you to Keith Hansen and to everyone at BBS Radio that helps to do the post-production on this show. And thank you to HW, the guy with an IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. And I'll be back tomorrow with one more episode while we await the return of Keith Hansen. Thank you so much, and we are out of here.